Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Dope Fresh to Dine, and y'all tuned in to the most raw and uncut show on radio, the Guillotine Team, Off the Cuff. Hey, yo, Eric, Sandman, off with these clowns' head.
Yo, it's Richie Rich from the 415, and I'm giving a shout to my people at Off the Cuff Radio, the best show out on Friday nights. Keep knocking these busters' heads off, you feel me?
Hey, yo, this is Fleetwood from the Cotton Pickers, and right now, you're tuned in to Off the Cuff Radio, feel me?
Hey, this is Anais Lauren giving a shout out to Eric King the Ruler, OTG, and the whole Guillotine.
Hey, it's Kiroko Filipina from MC Rap Scene and Turnt Tuesday. And I'm giving a big shout out to King Eric, Miss Chinchilla, Sandman off of Off the Cuff Radio. You are now tuned in.
It's Coney Brooks, the King of New York, and I want to give a shout-out to Off the Cuff Radio, the Gang Team, and Da Vinci Clothing for the love and support. Let's kill them in 2018, you heard?
Yo, what's up, good with it? This your boy, Big Prodigy, from the South Central Cartel. I'm just kicking back, chilling, listening to my homeboys on Off the Cuff Radio. Turn that shit up.
I'm in love with Zephaniah. She's my baby girl, favorite girl in this world. I love you with all my heart. You are my gift from God. You're the best part of me. You're the branch of my tree. You are my legacy.
Greatest gift I ever been given was my daughter. I can't think of a better way to spend the rest of my life than to raise her and watch her grow. I thank God for every day I get to spend with her. I'ma cherish every one of the moments. Sometimes it feels like I'm dreaming when I hold her. It's a blessing to see her get older.
She's my baby girl, favorite girl in this world. I love you with all my heart.
Yeah, when it comes to them streets, I'ma teach about the streets definitely. Every block I ever bled, I'ma also teach her what I learned in every book I ever read. Mistakes, yeah, I know she gon' make some. My job is to help her not repeat them. But no matter what, homie, through the good and the bad, through the happy and the sad, whether she right or wrong, I'm riding with her.
You are my legacy.
Black lives.
It always matter.
Black lives.
It always shatter.
Black lives.
Man, I'm getting madder. Tired of seeing these babies dying. Tired of seeing these mama crying.
Black lives.
It always matter.
Black lives.
It always shatter.
Black lives.
Man, I'm getting madder. Tired of seeing these mama crying.
really matter.
Really?
To you, to do something, nigga, do more than just chit chatter.
Right.
Fuck the debate.
Right.
Don't let the racism escape.
Right.
If you want shit to change, nigga, what kind of move are you really gonna make? Honestly, I give a fuck about them crackers or the feds.
For real.
Where would we be if Malcolm, Martin Luther King,
Dr. King,
and Muhammad Ali would have been scared? Ain't enough black folks dying, black folks dead. I know y'all heard what Mr. Farrakhan said.
Right.
Justice or else, ain't nothing left. Somebody gonna have to make a sacrifice.
True.
And what the fuck you gonna bring a knife to a gunfight? Why the fuck you gonna let these crackers see some daylight? Cause every night and day they kill black folks and they ain't right. That shit ain't right.
Take action if we all came together, my nigga. Imagine what could happen. Fucking protests get it cracking. See this power with this rapping. But we stuck on money stacking and listen to funny rapping. Somebody's mama's crying right now. Somebody's child is dying right now. Somebody tell me how March is gonna prevent that. If you ain't got the answers, then you can take your 2 cents back. Yeah. Stand for something or fall for nothing.
What?
They got my back against the wall, so I'm far from fronting. My heart's percussion is up to something.
What?
It got me feeling like grabbing my gun and going hunting.
Bang.
So, you take one of mine, then we take two of yours. Thinking about stepping back? Nah, we just moving forward. We just getting started, but we could do some more. If black lives really matter, time to fight the war.
If we don't start protecting, they gon' keep disrespecting our ladies.
They ill.
You damn right, I mean it. Black lives, they do matter.
They do.
The truth, hell, all lies do.
Yeah.
But there ain't the argument right now, though.
Uh-uh.
Cause it's business situation.
For sure.
Ain't no value on the black life out here in this nation. What you waiting on, homie, for them to catch you on the dog rolling lonely? Motherfucker, that I keep mine on me.
I do.
Keep in mind, only strong do survive. The truth would never lie. The youth will survive. The revolution will rise.
It will.
What you say now? This ain't no time to get tongue-tied.
It ain't.
It's time to remember.
Remember.
Why Malcolm and Martin died. Actually. Why? They got killed for real.
For real.
Actually.
For real.
How
for
being real. Black really do feel.
How it feel.
How it feel, nigga.
Nigga.
Night changes things. You can't see exactly how, but you can feel it in your bones.
We want to talk right down to earth.
In a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Easily understand.
Misery. One step is all I have to take.
soon. Let me tell you about it. Y'all, and she came with the same type game. The type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like cats with big things. Dual ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi. Shot me a glance in that Catwoman stance with the fat booty pants. Hot damn. What's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up. Very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key, but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance, and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, down from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, kicking while in the waist up. Scene. My fam throwing the jam for Reed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around. You was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed. Trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you. It's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And Honey Love ended up and directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, you want me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what?
I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, alright, come on then, let's go. She was so sick. I said, yo, honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she was like Jane Kennedy, word one. To my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't become a right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laugh about it, trace the arms across my shoulder blades. Ain't playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He hit my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers. Scene 3. We debating late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles, all my other plans got canceled, man, I smashed it like an Idaho potato, she called me at my jail, come now, I can't say no, gyms and tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up, champion lover, not ease up, 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever, 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her, 9 months, blue white symptoms are shorty not around, I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She's telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number one's an answer by my fly Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass agent playing. Lay it down and lick me up.
Lick me up, lick me up, lick me up.
Southern slang and smoke lots of. And New York women are way too fresh. Too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. Right. To my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know. No. To all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows,
I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All mine.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let's
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah, no one but me.
Yeah,
baby.
trying to come around, my girl acting like Mr. Friendly, and steal the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Spud McKenzie, and for them fake boobies, I paid them Benjis. Get your own, I got Paris, he got Nicki, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes, and everything you do is extra cold, from the polo fleece to the Jesus piece. I got family in high places like Jesus, niece. Can I please say my peace? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock, fit like a beatbox, the way the beat rocks, new version of Pete Rock. But for that Benz, I get CL love, so I switch my girls around like 3L Dub. I'm calling.
Maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All my.
Yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Yeah.
What up, Pam? How your little man doing in New Jersey? Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good head and your Jetta. Better believe it, Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop some trees to spark up. Danielle, ATL, got some pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me Cardi's, take me to after parties. Her name was Kari, and it sucks that we didn't keep in touch, I'm sorry. But hey, Kim Hodge, Minneapolis, you so pretty, hate you show off your titties for silly classes. Cause I love you girls, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling, yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
All my,
yeah, maybe I'm selfish.
You're my ladies and I can't.
Maybe I'm selfish.
Let's,
I want you to myself, I can't help it.
They gonna come down to this.
Like one up in the morning, I'm on that Patron, and I'm about to start yawning. That kush got me zoning, been watching you for a minute, and I love the way you're moving. Don't mean to interrupt you while you're doing what you're doing. You see, I'm having visions of us getting sweaty. Be in the valet, one more shot to get me ready. I didn't come here to lie to you, I ain't gonna play around. I just wanna lay you down, but I cannot stay around. You can check my resume, they saying I'm a beast, but only one problem, dude. Staying in the streets, don't know nothing about tomorrow. Can only tell you about the night. Even grind a little harder, I'm compelled to do you right. It's my only night in town, so you better cash in. Hell yeah, I got a girl, so ain't no use you asking. That's how it go down, you know what we here to do. Ma, I see you feeling me, so you know I'm feeling you.
Shorty looking right, I'm about to order what she drinking. A few more rounds, she gon' tell me what she thinking about. How she feeling good, and she can't stand a man. And how she only looking for a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. It's a one night stand, I'm your one night man. Let me lay it on the line, it's my one night plan. Set the club out to close in an hour. So let's get ahead, start and hit the shower. Lay your head on my pillow like Lord. And I'ma beat that thing up like Floyd. Say she don't use and mess with dudes that's light skin. Well, I guess you about to flip a strip tonight then. So I'ma don't represent it. A G like Icy. You ain't got to like them, but you about to like me. I just need your body, I don't need your number. Got a woman at home, ain't no need to wonder. You got a man at home, you ain't feeling him. So I'ma set your body free like helium. No strings attached, let it go in the wind. Do it right the first time, ain't gotta do it again. Shorty looking right, I'm about to order what she drinking. A few more rounds, she gon' tell me what she thinking about. How she feeling good, and she can't stand a man. And how she only looking for a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. Is you wet yet? Yeah, I bet that. You playing it cool right now, but you gon' sweat that. Saying that it's one night, you gon' wanna stay in contact. Girl, you might have to sign this one night contract. Is you wet yet? Yeah, I bet that. You playing it cool right now, but you gon' sweat that. Saying that it's one night, you gon' wanna stay in contact. Girl, you might have to sign this one night contract. Shorty looking right, I'm about to order what she drinking. A few more rounds, she gon' tell me what she thinking about. How she feeling good, and she can't stand a man. And how she only looking for a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. Shorty looking right, I'm about to order what she drinking. A few more rounds, she gon' tell me what she thinking about. How she feeling good, and she can't stand a man. And how she only looking for a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. No strings attached, she already got a man. Then all she really need is a one night stand. Is you wet yet? Yeah, I bet that. You playing it cool right now, but you gon' sweat that. Saying that it's one night, you gon' wanna stay in contact. Girl, you might have to sign this one night contract. Is you wet yet? Yeah, I bet that. You playing it cool right now, but you gon' sweat that. Saying that it's one night, you gon' wanna stay in contact. Girl, you might have to sign this one night contract. Yeah.
Yo, 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 mic check, 1-2-1-2, what it do, y'all, it's your boy King Eric the Great, now tune in to another episode of Off the Cuff Radio, got my man T-Max in the building. Well, let me try to get him back on, but nevertheless, we have a special episode tonight. We got my man Fleetwood from the Bay Area, he gonna join us in the second hour. Call number is 1-619-924-0703. If you want to call in, give shout outs, plug your music, whatever you need to do, man. We're going to have a live one tonight, and I'm taking calls right now, and I have a caller at a 919 call. Let me take this here. Hey. 919, you on.
Hello.
Go ahead, you on?
People.
We try to get T-Max. T-Max, you on?
Everybody.
Dang, these phones, man, these are tripping tonight.
Man, I think.
Come on, Blog Talk, y'all got to get it together. I'm on a roll right now. When I'm on that roll, they got to get it. They got to get it right, boy. 832, you on?
I think Blog Talk is tripping. My bad. How y'all doing tonight? It's your girl, Miss Kim. Come on. I'm
good.
Good. Live, direct. Look here. Blog Talk, can we get some respect? God damn it.
We about to reach 200 episodes soon. I mean, y'all got to get it together, B.
Yeah, they telling us y'all about to reach 200 episodes. Y'all say Trump name one more time the wrong way, and I'm going to cut y'all ass off for good. God damn it. Look here. Fuck Trump. We still got to talk shit. Y'all just let the damn radio play. Shit.
They ain't going to stop us like that.
Hell no. That's a real nigga.
Say what now? I'm trying to get all this together. That's why I had to come on about 9:30 instead of 9, because I had a feeling that a lot of these circumstances was gonna happen. We know how Blog Talk be tripping. Like when we have a live show and I'm wired and worried, we ready to work, they start wanting to trip.
At least they let you jam the gyms without any problems and interruptions, because I was on from the jump and they played straight through. Had some jams and everything.
Now, I'm trying to get a 919 call warm because, you know, we got a lot of birthday shout-outs going on tonight. My man, Max Wavy, his birthday was yesterday. Rest in peace to him. That was a tragic loss to the North Carolina underground scene, so we wanted to show our homage and love to him and keep pumping the music in his memory. And big shout-out to his mom, because his mom be keeping his legacy alive, and we definitely gonna have some work in the near future on what we're gonna go with his future project, because he has a lot of stuff in stash that he didn't put out. So I want everybody to be on lookout for that.
And that's definitely a shout out to his mom, because, you know, not all parents want to allow the legacy to continue. Some people want to shut down that image sometimes and just go back to what they knew before. But, you know, she's doing the world a service and some justice by keeping this stuff around. So, definitely shout out to the mom.
Sure. Definitely. Now, I'm trying to get a 919, because this is my area code. And you know me, I'm very curious. 919, I'm about to put y'all on. 919. You on? Sound like a big party going on over here.
I'm telling you, they might be inviting us. Let's see.
Hey, Ryan. 919, you going live. I know y'all got a party going on. What's up?
Do I hear kids and jumping houses and moonwalks and shit?
Sound like Puffy's after party or something. Now you got that Ciroc out there.
Yeah, sound like some grown folks.
For real, I mean, we on the air. They need to start passing them wings and champagne, man.
You know what I'm saying? At least let us jam with you. Let us hear what you're jamming on. Let's see if we can rate your music and your preferences, man. You want to let us rate the sound of your party, which we can barely hear. It's just teasing us and shit. Let us get the and don't you.
But I also want to inform everybody that tomorrow we have a big interview going down, and I'm taking one for the team here. Yes, indeed. I'm taking one for the team. Tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing the son of Suge Knight, Mr. Suge Knight Jr., in a pre-recorded interview. That's how gangster is going to be. It ain't going to be live. I'm going to air it either Sunday night or Monday night. It's one of those scenarios where it gets real gangster in the room, man. I guess he feels comfortable in talking to me, so if I make it back in one piece, you know what I'm saying?
He said, man is daddy, damn it.
And we're gonna make sure this will be, we're gonna make sure this interview here is gonna do justice.
You know, people good for calling in from correctional facilities and stuff. Maybe you'll be somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we had niggas call from the pen many times on the show. Sometimes some of them couldn't get through. They tried. So it's a trip how our show pretty much transitioned from the local radios to the penitentiary, where cats could call you from the pen and be like, man, we motivating. You motivating us, you know?
That's tight, though, because on the cruise, I mean, you know, the fact that we can reach the people within the facilities like that, that are locked down, and, you know, give them some different to listen to than the commercial-type radio that they hear. That's cool to me, because now they get to, you know, most of the time when cats come out of the pen, they like, you try and tell them something like Drake and they've been in there 20 years, they're going to be like, who? You know, they don't know a lot of people, but that's probably a way to get them, you know, to hear more of what's coming out and what's been coming out because, you know, those commercial radio stations, they, once they get syndicated, they tighten their bootstraps and they play with their,
boy,
what they told the
people. They make feel old when they get out the bing.
Yeah.
For real. Like, there was a joke going on when Bootsy got released. And they was like, yo, the last time this nigga Bootsy was out in population, MySpace was popping. He probably going to ask everybody, where my MySpace at?
For real. Speaking of MySpace, do you know they trying to, like, bring that back or something?
Like, you know what, though? It would be a great
MySpace
opportunity. Honestly, I miss MySpace.
See, I created something and never used it. So I saw it, like, because I created it, I saw the change that happened when it changed right before it kind of faded out. But I never really used it. I was always a Facebook. I didn't really do the social stuff. I did Facebook because I was in college, and at first, the only people that could get on Facebook were college students. So that's why I created a Facebook, and I just kept it, and that's what kind of broke me into the social media, because I'm not, you know, all of that telling personal shit to the people you don't even fucking know is really behind a computer. I ain't with all that. But for promotional tools, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Internet going back started to birthday shout out. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Going back to birthday shout outs, I want to give a shout out to my man Leo. He turned about the big 3-6. He joined, I think he turned the 3-6. If he joined the 3-6 Mafia crew like me, I don't know. I'm waiting for him to call in, but if he joined the 3-6 Mafia like me, we might have to get that crew together. Yeah. Cause ain't nobody left in the crew. So we might have to just everybody that turned 36 gotta form their own.
Hey, I'm with y'all. I'm in the crew with you. You know, I had to do the math first to make sure I wasn't finna lie to you. But yeah. I am an 80s baby. I'm right with y'all.
Yeah, because he was trying to call through. I think that's who it was. He was trying to call through to get through, but you know it probably a lot going on. But nevertheless, if he can't get through, we want to give a birthday shout-out to Caesar Leo. That's what I call Caesar Leo, like Lil C's. As Big called Lil C's.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
But if you can get through, man, let it know. We can chop it up with the team. We ain't got no cake, though. We ain't got no bread.
Nah, but we got ears, and we can listen to what's going on at that party. You could tell us what's going on over there, because it sounded like it was being kind of live.
That's what I tell people, man. You bring that live energy.
Hell yeah.
It's going to bring that live energy to the mix.
Campaign might come through the speaker on your ass. You don't know. Stuff happens.
Yeah, man. But nevertheless, it's been to cover up what's been going on with the music industry. Of course, that's what we got to indulge in, based off keeping everybody current with what's going on. And I did a video the other day about this whole thing with Cardi and Nicki Minaj. And I said, you know what? It's time to take the gloves off. Let's get it on. Let's get it on wax.
Man,
I want to see some smoke now.
One thing about
you. And you being the female host, I want to know what your prerogative is about that. I know how you feel about, you know, beef and stuff like that. I understand. But one thing about me is I don't like passive aggressiveness. I don't like catty talk. So if y'all going to give that fade out, let's see something.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now understand. When I say I don't like beef and I don't like to stir it up and indulge in it, I'm really talking about dry beef. And if it's like on some personal shit that the public should know anyway, that kind of shit, I try and keep myself away from it to not stir up some shit I don't know nothing about. But we can always talk hypothetically. And if we see some real shit that we call you, nigga, I'm going to speak beef because I'm with you. All of that passive aggressive shit, don't bump your mouth and your knuckles ain't ready to fly. All I'm saying is because you might catch one by accident that might put your lights out for real, though. Because all that bumping ain't fly. You drop pitches.
So it looks like
it's
a promo run, because the album that she dropped, the Queen album, it didn't do what she expected. It did about like 150K the first week. And that's a lot of recouping based off how much money that was spent on creating and promotion and all that. So now she's lashing out on social media on everybody. She lashed out on DJ Self because he felt DJ Self was trying to create a friction between her and Cardi, which it really is, but she's not trying to own up to it because she doesn't really want to look like a hater. She don't want to look like she's clout chasing. But we all know deep down in the culture that they don't like each other. But they got to play a defense.
Yeah.
See, and
so then after that,
then
she started going at her ex-boyfriend, and I'm thinking it could be a cold calculated publicity stunt.
But you know what's crazy? Well, let me say first, when you're talking about two females, even if two females are cool, you know, as like, you know, just business, you know, relationship, and it starts off cool, there's always a tendency or at least the ability to create some bullshit just because females and how they are and how they think. And once, you know, if a female starts sounding the other one or something is said or she thinks she looked at a boyfriend or she start getting jealous, that kind of shit is more susceptible to happen with females. So I could see, you know, if they already wasn't just cool and just trying to do some shit, I could see some shit going down. But before I say anything else, you know, on this show, I always talk shit about Cardi B. I always say I don't like her music and all that. And I tell y'all, I'm always trying to find something that I like. Well, I found a couple of songs. So no longer am I hating on her songs. You know what I'm saying? Because I found a couple that I like. I still don't like that Bodak Yellow shit. But she got some other songs that I like. You know what I'm saying? Now back to the question at hand. I heard an interview with Nicki Minaj, and I don't know, it was one of those late night shows, whatever the case may be, whoever it was. I think it was Colbert. She sat there and addressed the fact that a lot of people that heard the song felt some type of way when she was calling them out on the record. So she had a lot of conversations with a lot of different people, and she said for the most part, most of the people weren't tripping, but there were a few people that did feel some type of way really strong on the negative side. So she had a conversation with a couple of them. She said one of them, after she had the conversation, they understood, you know, what she was doing with the music and the verses. But the other person, it took some time for them to realize and really understand what she meant. So that's why when you speak about this, and she knows that it was controversial, and that's probably why, like you said, it's a PR stunt. She's trying to create controversy because it's not doing what it expected to do. But my thing is this. If that's the case, instead of speaking, you know, in interviews and all of that, come back with another record and, like, put all of that shit, clear it up on another record and hope that shit come out. Because at the end of the day, to say that you say all of this stuff and nobody's really supposed to take it in any kind of way, but you listen to the lyrics, and shit, a lot of shit, even if you gave her the benefit of the doubt, it's questionable as to what she meant by it and her feelings behind it. So all I'm saying is I'd love to hear the wax. If her and Cardi got beat, go back and forth on the wax. It ain't got to come to no fight. I don't know, Nicki Minaj might turn into a motherfucking plastic just drool or something. I don't know. You hit her too hard in the ass and titties. And then in the face, too, I think she got a lot of Botox. She got another seat. Nah. I don't even want to see that kind of fight end up in the kind of way it could.
Nah, we want to at least see a
on the
ground on wax.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's wax. Because on the queen, Nicki Minaj goat, she in her prime, she was good. She hadn't fallen off like that. When you talking about her beefing with like Remy Ma or anybody else, then you comparing two different artists at the time. And of course, one might be better to the other, but at the end of the day, I want to see that go off because Cardi's still an amateur in the game, so to speak, just compared to Nicki Minaj and how long she's been in it. So,
damn,
I'd like to
tweets,
see these quick comeback.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of those tweets that she made when she was talking about DJ Self, it actually motivated me to do that video the other night because it was speaking on how fake the game done became. Like, because she brought up one moment that Cardi was in front of her and DJ Self used to just shit on this girl. Like, say she was untalented, she ain't gonna make it. But now the record, the Bodak Yellow record pop off, all of a sudden he's a fan. So
So this is the new,
yeah,
you know, dick riding wave we dealing with here in the culture.
Hell yeah.
And Nicki brought up an interesting point about that.
Yeah, he did. But see, and that's the code. That's the sad part about it is when you hear people that at that time in their state of that they're in right there and they don't have what you're listening for to make it sound good. If you tell them that and they haven't done anything different, but the next time you hear them, the same song, same tune, and same type of style and flow, they haven't perfected anything, mastered anything, and you just change their mind because of what they Billboard did, that's some fraud ass shit. Because at the end of the day, any motherfucking anything can hit a Billboard chart if they got enough money to pay for them views and they got enough people that actually tune in and elevate the views on some real shit. So I don't pay attention to the Billboards and all of that. Like I said before, I don't like Bodak Yellow. I still don't. But shit, that don't take away from like that the other songs that she do have. But that nigga to flip-flop, I wouldn't even fuck with that nigga. I wouldn't even, if I was an artist, even if I respected him before, I wouldn't go fuck with him. Because at that point, you're thinking like he's looking for people that already have a following. He's not looking for people up and coming. He's looking for people that have already done the work themselves. And to me, that's not the type of person you want to fuck with when you come in the game, whether it's, no matter what you did, you know that type of person is there? I wouldn't fuck with him.
Absolutely not. And another DJ that was kind of salty about this was Funkmaster Flex, where he was accusing Cardi's team of payola.
Okay. I see it.
That'll always come in between relationships. And payola's a motherfucking house.
Never mind the fact that Flex is one of the culprits of payola in the first place. We talked about this on many shows ago. This dude would take money under the table for records for almost 20 years now.
For real.
So it's like every once in a while Flex would just come out of his soapbox and leave his opinion on things just to keep his name out there, just to get those drops. Because here the article, it says that Funkmaster Flex accuses Cardi B of paying DJs to play her music. Like, that's been happening since the beginning of time.
But I think technically that's a federal offense, I believe. I think that's against FCC regulations. That's why people try and hide it into, like, commercial packages and shit. But I think that can actually be, like, punishable by law, by federal law.
Never mind. Now, he said, I think Cardi is a great entertainer and has great songs. I gave my opinion when she said she was king of New York, and when I found out she didn't write her songs. He said, I met Cardi and her management, and I respect his and Cardi's hustle. But let's be clear, in his voice, Cardi's team and many other artists in the beginning of their career paid DJs to play their records and say they ain't hot. Since I never took a penny from a rapper I'm not scared to speak out on, I have emails I have gotten from labels over the years with names and figures.
Hey, that nigga simple.
Shit.
I don't know. And all of that shows is, so is he turning into a snitch now? Like, like, he could talk about how the girl get her songs written and all of that. Like, that's not illegal. But last time I checked, like I said, that's against federal regulations. So, if that's the case, nigga, keep your motherfucking mouth shut and spread that shit in the street or something.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to put it on the airwaves. God damn.
You could have dropped that bomb on that Cardi B record. Turn that bomb off, man. They didn't give me none.
Right,
they didn't give me none under the team. Nah, but really though, what it is, he ain't get his cut, so he's salty.
Yeah.
He's salty he didn't get his cut, so now he's going on the rampage.
Shit.
But nevertheless, I think we got the 919 caller up here. I'm trying to get, because this is my area code. I'm trying to see what the party was going on here. 919, you on? Yeah, you on, you on.
Eric, what's up?
Yeah, what's happening, what's happening? Where the party at?
It's right here. No, turn on the, hold on,
we're
trying to get you up.
See, I what I tell you, Mr. Chill, I tell you they got a party going on, they ain't got to invite us. We got to get the wings and the
yeah, the care package. That's what we want.
Yeah, I told you it was a birthday shout out. I told you it was a birthday celebration going on. That's why I kept on trying to plug it on the air. We like to hear that live energy. What's good?
Hello? Hold on.
Hello.
Hold on.
You on?
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah,
yes,
you on.
Ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we have
to.
Good evening.
Welcome.
How you doing tonight? You gotta announce yourself. Let us know who you are, where you at, what you doing tonight. Can we be there?
Boy, Dad, don't get shy now. You on the air.
I'm trying to turn it on the air.
Yeah, they on the air now. I'm like, don't get scared. Put your name out there.
Yeah. You know, shout out there, everybody there. Shout out. So, it's your 6th birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
See, Leo, happy birthday. You turned 36, right? You part of the 36 Mafia now.
Ah, shit.
Oh, man, it went down.
Yeah, they getting a little too hot.
We're getting lit. Oh, Lord. Now, see,
there
are
go.
You not coming in? What?
I told y'all it's crazy out here in North Carolina.
Man, they got a lot of clubs in North Carolina.
You better call me ever. Your station is a bang. Everybody needs to listen to Arthur Cut. Let me tell you, it is awesome. And Eric and his peoples are great. Thank you for giving the shout out to my fiance, Leo, and having me and my fam all up on here trying to go ahead and put him to speak. It didn't work. We all went ahead, we knew. And let me tell you, all of us, we love you guys and we appreciate everything that you did for us. It made my day, okay?
No
we
problem. We love y'all too.
That's the reason why we keep the game moving like we move. That fan, that authentic support.
Already.
Of course, Eric. No, we're not baby girl. I see. How you doing? Thank you, sugar.
Already.
That's love right there, though.
Yes, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric, for giving, you know, shout out to your home people. Thank you, baby girl, for having him, getting his back and everything like that. You guys are awesome. And what you do and everything like that.
You awesome too, and we feel the love between you and your fiance, so I hope y'all enjoy the rest of the night. Y'all have a safe night. Y'all turn up for me and King, since we can't be there with y'all, put us there in spirit.
You know, old girl and King said, turn up for them. Yes.
Already. Request granted.
Turn it up, then.
That's right. Turn up.
Everybody.
That's all you need.
Yeah. All right, then. Yeah, we got some other calls we got to take in. We got some other calls to take in, but we definitely appreciate the call, the love, the support, and everything. We're going to keep doing what we do. Just tune in, subscribe. You know I got to do with my plugins. Tune in, subscribe, get that Da Vinci Clover. Support this wave.
You'd be doing yourself a disservice
to not pick up something that he's done and read it and think about it and process it and really see how deep you can look into life and see that, you know, everything is a struggle for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Different struggles for different people, but the basics are the same. You got to deal with your struggle. You got to move past it and learn from it. If you don't do that, you stay wallowing in self-pity or doing the same shit over and over and not understanding why ain't nothing changing. You know, it's points like that that you can get from reading anyone's books and watching anyone's movies if you read it and watch it to actually learn something instead of just entertaining yourself. They can be entertaining too, but if they have knowledge and information, you're here to it. Read it. See what it's about. Process it. And you could only do yourself good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yeah, knowledge is a bliss.
Already.
And there ain't no excuse this time because you have so much access to information out here. So much. Everything is like an open book now then versus how it was back in the day. You don't have to go to no library. You could just find it from the comfort be of your phone. Google done changed the game forever, so there's really no form of excuse that cats have. But nevertheless, we have the guest of the night, and Miss Chinchilla did a nice formal introduction and bringing him up. So we got our boy, man, Fleetwood.
What's going down?
What's going on, man? You know we got to give you that round of ovation, man. You want to use the while we doing what we do.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. It's always an honor, man, to make y'all presence, man, and be on Off the Cuff, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man. You know, I really do.
We appreciate you coming on. Always a pleasure.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Chill was also talking about how this is possibly one of the hardest working networking cats out there. Like, every day we see you wiggling out there.
Huh. Grinding.
Well, you know, I forgot some girl got a song on out right now and say your network is your net worth. You know, I always just thought that a stranger was a friend I ain't never met. And, you know, throughout my years in this game, all I ever did was build bridges. I got homies all over the United States. You know what I'm saying? So I still got some of the real same phone numbers, 88. Got like 4,000 contacts in my phone. So, you know, that's what it's about. Like, who you know, man, a lot of times to position yourself in the right places. And then it's about nurturing those relationships. You can't get an email or a number or social media contact from somebody you meet at a seminar or something and then never get at them. You know what I'm saying? You got to build a relationship with people outside of the music so they just call you to holler at you. So that's what I try to do, nurture my relationships, man, you know?
That's something that a lot of people need to work on doing. If you listening out there and you don't think that your relationships with anyone in this world are important and you trying to get somewhere in life, especially within the entertainment industry, y'all better listen to what that man just said because that's some real shit. And that's going to make you a breaky in the long run. Y'all keep playing.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times people in the music industry don't want to, or in the film game, they don't really want to talk about that all the time. So when you get to the point where you're talking to, you know, say Scarface or Nicki or, you know what I'm saying, whoever, Lil B or whoever it could be, you know, EMOB, when you're talking to them about everyday life, then that's when, you know, you have established a bond with them, you know, because they get tired of people coming up talking about music to them all the time. So that's what you got to try to do. That's my advice to people. When you meet these people, try to treat them like everyday people because everybody come up to them with a CD or try to get on. You know what I'm saying? So that's been always my method, man. Just do some research on the people that you're trying to get on with and bring up another subject besides music or TV or movies or whatever.
You know what I think that is, too? I think that one of the issues is we live in the era where everybody is kind of, like, thirsty for content. Like, that's the first thing that they'll go to, like, the whole controversial angle. Because everybody is so thirsty to compete. Because
right.
Everybody knows that's what the Breakfast Club's motto is the is to provoke controversy, to get those content up and to get those likes.
Right.
But at the same time, coming in, they're burning bridges already. Like,
yeah.
I saw an interview, and the first question this dude asked was, what's the beef with so-and-so? I'm like, man, the man ain't even getting a drink of water yet.
Right.
For a reason. But you know what, too? And a lot of times, we all know that controversy, drama, you know, and sex sells. So if they really don't have that much talent, or it takes too much out of them to get it to where it's presentable to the world, they fall back on the controversy and the drama and the sex and all of that. So that's what I look at when I see people that are all, like 6ix9ine. When I see people always stirring up some shit or always in some shit, it makes me question, number one, why are you in the music industry? Like, are you passionate about the music for real, or are you passionate about getting in front of cameras and being famous? Because that's two different things. And then you have to question the true talent of a person. So with all of that being said, all I'm saying is, well, it's a lot easier to take the easy way out. But like King just said, shit, you start taking the easy way out, and it's going to be a hard route in life until your ass is gone, and probably by one of the motherfuckers you tried to talk shit about. I'm just saying.
And you know, Fleetwood, I was just want to ask you too, man, but and you came up around a time where you didn't have none of this tech stuff going on. So how was it like coming up in your era to, you know, politic and network with different people all over the globe?
Well, the thing was, when I first went to music school in Minneapolis, Minnesota, it was two-track tapes. The tape, the studio looked like a big old cassette machine. It was a big old thick reel, right? So access to a studio wasn't as easy as it is now. That's why everybody and their mama got a record out, because everybody and their mama has a studio. You know what I'm saying? So I remember when I was going to school, MIDI was first coming out. And then after that, they introduced ADAS. And then after that, they came with the DAC. You know what I'm saying? So I saw technology growing. But social media, YouTube and all that wasn't nowhere around. And at that time, it was A&R departments in every record label. You know what I'm saying? Because those were the people who got you popular. Those were where they put all your budgets at, was with the A&R people. So now, basically, with social media, you your own A&R. They don't want to sign nobody who ain't got no buzz. And you create a buzz by creating a presence online. So you really are your own A&R person. You know what I'm saying? So that's what these youngsters have figured out. They figured out how to be their own A&R. And to me, that's genius. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I listen to everything that's out now, but I watch how the new generation is moving, because they winning. And they getting a lot more money than, you know, we ever got in the rap game. But they winning for real. But the thing is, longevity, you know, how much financial literacy do you have? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my hope is that they give something back to the community, build an after-school program, something for the ex-offenders, or, you know, domestic violence or something like that. But, yeah, I've seen the biggest change in the music business has been social media, online, you know, the internet. It gives an independent artist a chance. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like, what you going to do with your momentum once you get it? Like, there's a lot of big booty girls with baby oil on them on Instagram, but they ain't got a dollar for every follower they got. If they did, they would be super rich. So it's about how do you maximize your fan base. It's like, is all them people just clicking on you because you got a big shiny booty, or are they going to download a picture that you got for $2.99? Or do you even have any pictures for $2.99? You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing. People got a lot of likes, but are they maximizing it? They got a lot of followers, but are they maximizing it? Do they have any merchandise? You know what I'm saying? Do they even own their name? You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm learning, man, is just, you know, the people who really maximizing their potential online, what are they doing, you know? And just right quick to talk about the dude 6ix9ine. I love his hustle. I heard a couple of songs. I love his hustle, but I just hope and pray that he understands, you know, it's kind of coming back at him. Because it's in every holy book. You're going to reap what you sow. What you pitch in life, you will catch. You know what I'm saying? So it's starting to come back at him right now. So the thing about creating controversy and all that, you have to ask yourself, how many of them people have lasted over a five-year period? 50 Cent is one of the few. And 50 lasted only a couple of years being controversial. People remember after he got with Dre now, he started becoming a lover boy and a businessman. That's why he is prevalent today. He still be on Instagram poking at people, but, you know, he ain't really all that in his music and all that, you know what I'm saying, controversial, you know, messing with people and all that, you know what I'm saying? So just to say, I'm saying that to say this, you know, controversy sells, but how long does it last is the question, you know?
And speaking of 50 in the Tech Nine, I mean 6ix9ine, I heard on one of the radio stations here that there was shots fired at the video shoot when they were recording their video together. So, nigga, all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, I see why all of these artists are doing stuff with these controversial artists too. Because in my mind, when I saw 50 and 6ix9ine chilling in that club, I was like, in my head, I'm like, why in the fuck would you bring this nigga around you and be like chilling to even have any of this shit coming towards you? I understand everybody 50 and all of that, but just like what happened at the video shoot, and I said it before the video shoot, this nigga is bringing crazies out the woodworks. You know what I'm saying? I heard the shit that happened in Houston, you know what I'm saying, with that bullshit at the block party. Everywhere this nigga go, bullets is flying. I understand niggas, you know what I'm saying, then defy death and they wearing bulletproof, but my nigga, everything ain't covered in Teflon, and bullets ain't never got no name on them, and at the end of the day, if a gun can get fired, a nigga can get touched. And so, you really have to...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he got so much shit about that, he don't even know, we don't even know where it's coming from.
Well, you keep running the campaign, you're going to get elected sooner or later. That's what Jay Prince said. So, I mean, I just hope the young man got his paper stacked and he got some lawyers and he's prepared for one day to be able to disappear and enjoy life, because one thing about this game, you can become a prisoner of your celebrity. You know what I'm saying? So he's becoming a prisoner of his celebrity, but he's becoming a prisoner where people want to hurt him, not where people want to autograph and to take pictures. So that's a major difference. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope one day he gets all his paper together when it's all over, and he can move on with his life and take care of his mom and his family and all the rest of the people. You know, and I think he's dealing with some type of case right now where he might be going to prison or something for a few years, if I ain't mistaken.
Yeah, he got too much going on, man.
Probably just fuck down for a minute anyway. But speaking of raising kids...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of raising kids, I did speak a little bit about your project, the Zephaniah project. Now, I just said Zephaniah, so if it has a more elaborate name, give it and give us your inspiration behind it and your point of view from it.
Well, I'm doing a project called Zephaniah based on embracing the responsibilities of fatherhood. And the reason I'm doing this is because there's such a darkness on fathers in the urban community. I'm doing this because, you know, me and my child's mother, not my baby mama, but my child's mother, we decided to go our separate ways, you know, but we decided to do what was right by our blessing our child and, you know, raise her together, co-parent. So I wanted to show the world this journey, and that something beautiful can come out of a separation. You know, a lot of times it don't. But I wanted to show them it was possible to get along with your child's mother and raise your child. And also with this project, my goal is to salute and pay homage to all the single mothers who've been holding us down for all these years And also, my goal is to try to light a fire in the brothers who felt shameful, couldn't take care of their family, just left, and then the ones who was beefing with their child's mother and left. And hopefully I can light a fire in them, and they'll come back and listen to their children's pain and reunite with their children, man. So, you know, with all the stuff that's out, like, you know, we were just talking about all that kind of music, basically really what it does, too, in a way, it gives a lane for something like this type of project. So, you know, when something like this comes along, it's like a flower in a weed garden. It can't help but stand out. So I'm pushing it, man. You know, we've been getting a great response from it. I'm excited about it, man. And my daughter's name is getting branded. I bought the website and everything. And, you know, people loving it, man. So I'm just going to pour some water on the seed and let it grow, man, and nurture this project. You know, we got the campaign going on right now to raise some funds to continue the editing. You can go to igg.me/AT/ZEPHY. And make a contribution so I can finish the editing process. That's what we're pushing. And also, we got the video for Zephaniah, the song. That's going to be released next month on my birthday, 9/29. So, you know, we're pushing, man.
And you know what's crazy is Chris Rock made a joke one time about everybody, every song talking about mama, mama, mama. Man, what about what daddy do? And it's a good thing that you're focusing on that.
Can you say it again?
Yeah, because I was saying that Chris Rock had a joke one time about everybody focus on what mama do, single mama, mama, dear mama, and nothing about daddies. So it's a good thing
all
that
right.
you focusing on that lane as well, because the fathers need love too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about that. Ain't no doubt about that, you know, and a lot of the fathers deserve. A lot of fathers have stepped up and doing what they're supposed to. So that's what, you know, this is about also, you know, letting people know that there's some good dads out here. We all ain't deadbeat, you know, all that. We all don't belong on Maury Povich, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited, bro.
And you know what? That's cool, and 'cause see, you know, when the media portrays, especially our culture, they portray the bad stuff or the highlights of concerts or something, or if we do something really good like Trade the Truth and we helping out the community, giving our time and resources and get shit like extreme stuff, then we get the good praise. But they're not going to show they saw Jay Prince out with his family, or they're not going to show that they saw Slim Thug with his kill. You know what I'm saying? That Paul Wall and his wife, they're not showing that to the public. But as soon as Paul Wall went to jail with Baby Bash and they had all that trouble, they showed that shit for like 24 hours straight. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. When a person like you, with a personality like yours and with a following like yours and with a mind like yours and the willingness to speak and not worry about backlash, with somebody like you to actually start the conversation, put it out there, and put it in their face, like, we're out here, you know, and we recognize both. We're not trying to, like, divide the women from the men. See, you know, it's not about division. It's about true unity. That, to me, speaks volumes. And you being a black man that people can relate to of our within our culture, I'm hoping that, and I really believe that, it will bring some sort, at least, if nothing else, start a conversation between families to try and start uniting. I just hope people, like, really dig into the concept and understand that, like you said, shit, the relationships are what you make it. You know what I'm saying? You can have a good relationship. As a grown-ass man, if y'all broke up and you see this girl with somebody else, you don't have to go try and whip this nigga ass or talk to her after she got this nigga around your baby. You and her aren't together. Unless that man does something to your kid, you don't have a problem unless you find, you know, there's a real reason to have a problem. And vice versa with the females. Ain't no reason in stalking. It's always a choice. And Fleetwood always tells me, you know, it's what you think about. It's how you react to stuff. So at the end of the day,
it is up to you how your relationship is with another person. A person can only fight by themselves. As long as they're not,
definitely,
you know, tearing your ass up, whooping you, and you just standing there. I ain't promoting that shit. I'm just saying.
Well, you
know, just
well, I just
want to
say this too, right quick. You know, it has helped me grow as a man, because you know, when you separate from somebody, it's still feelings there, no matter what. You know, it's still some feelings there, and depending upon how y'all separate, it's like whoever's the most in love is always the weakest one in a relationship. You know, that's just how it goes. You know, me, I had to learn how to bite my tongue, humble myself, because I got one philosophy that says one day of miscommunication with the mother of my child could be the most important day in my daughter's life. So I'm not going to never let a day or sun rise where me and her can't call each other, she pick up the phone, vice versa. That's my job as a man. I can humble myself. God know who I is. I know who I is. When I don't want to talk to her, I text her. And then I read the text 3 or 4 times to make sure it's not offensive to her. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, they don't make me weak. They don't make me no suck or nothing. You feel me? That, if anything, it makes me a better man and stronger. You know, because I know who I am. And, you know, if I'm going to prevent a confrontation and continue the fluidness of communication, then who's going to benefit? My child. And my child didn't have to come in this world, so I owe my baby everything. I ain't got time to be playing them games, man. So, you know, that's what I'm on. And I'm just trying to show people, man, that that's what you can be on. And it don't make you no sucker. It don't make you no weak man. Just because the woman or the man that you was involved with prior, that you so-called bowing down to them. You're not bowing down to them. You're building yourself up, building your child up, first of all. So that's what I really want to express, man. And then one more quick thing is, they are recruiting our children in middle school for the penitentiary, and most of the recruitments and the flyers are being passed out in the hood in single-parent homes because mama's somewhere trying to pay the bills, and that leaves a 9, 10, 11-year-old, you know what I'm saying, at a point where they have to make their own choices, and choices come with consequences. And a lot of times during peer pressure, you make the wrong choices. You feel me? So you at home by yourself, and somebody come over, you might wander outside and do something you're supposed to do. A lot of times it comes from single households, and they know that, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they're trying to keep the man out the household, because they know without both of them in the household, it's a good chance that the child going to end up in the penitentiary or some form of incarceration or some form of institution. It definitely can be a product of their justice system machine. And it's a proven fact, man. You know, that's why they got all this Section 8 and all that stuff, but don't want the man in the household if they give you affordable living. What kind of stuff is that, man? So that's something else we're touching on in the documentary, how the government plays a part in running the man out the household on purpose.
And that traces back to the 60s and the 70s.
Hey, that's a true story, homie.
That traces back to the slave days. I just read something about the bucket, the buck men they had, the buck breaking. Man, that shit fucking crazy. They would make the child for any defiant male slave, they would make the child sit front and center and watch them rape their father. So to teach them they can't be defiant to the slave, to the slave master. Nigga, that shit been happening since. They just been doing it different ways. They using the penitentiary now, but back then, they used slavery and the economy all over to do what they want and get what they want. That's the fucked up part of life. But like you said, people got to open their eyes and realize and listen to this shit. If you don't believe it, listen to the points and go research and see if the shit makes sense to you. Just like you heard, anybody listening just heard some real truth from a real man as far as taking care of his kids. And you heard him say, and it was so perfectly said, that he didn't start, he had to grow into being the man that he is today. If you're not going to be 18 and be able to even process what's going on to the capacity of being able to deal with it like a grown, experienced man would. So don't feel like you're going to give up and fuck it, your life is just going to be this and I'm going to just beat the shit out these girls, I'm going to play these girls. You grow as you learn and as you experience stuff. So at the end of the day, all he's saying, well, all I'm saying, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. All I'm asking is
watch these movies, follow the movement, and even research stuff on your own about different things with parenthood or whatever you're going through, and better yourself to be a good person so if you have a kid, you can be a better man. Because at the end of the day, like he said, when you're a parent, your life is really your child's life. So all your decisions that you're making, even to not whoop somebody when your child's not around so you're not in jail so your child can see you the next day, whatever the case may be, or so you can make that next child support payment, whatever it is, you got to think about the kid in this. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you lay it down, and that's another thing. And these people sitting here tipping, talking about I ain't going to give her no child support because she going to spend it on. If y'all got to look deep into these females' hearts before y'all dig deep with no motherfucking condom on. I'm not saying shit don't happen. Trust me, I know. But all I'm saying is you lessen your chances. Shit can still happen. Trust me. But lessen your chances and don't just be willing to fuck any female or to fuck with some groupies, do whatever, and then when the responsibility laid at your feet, you don't want to take the responsibility. You had the fun, you know what I'm saying? Just gone and, man, up, do what you got to do. You can start off with the shittiest person in the world, look into that kid eyes, and grow up one day. That's all I have. And that's general speaking for anybody that's listening that might be able to relate. You ain't got to tell me. Just research it and get some knowledge and then act.
True story, man. That's from a woman. That's from a strong woman that got three beautiful princes. You know, that definitely understand both sides of the situation. So we want to salute you, CC. You know, we want to definitely salute you for holding it down because it ain't always easy. I'm telling you, I be babysitting my daughter, man, and it's a tornado at times. And I can understand if you got two or three of them, good Lord. So, you know, that's why I definitely want to send a shout out to all the single moms, man. I come from a household of a single mother. You know, so just our sisters, man, thank you, man, for holding us down, man. You know what I'm saying? Because where would we be without our sisters? I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know where we would be. You know, so that's one major part of the documentary that we highlighted. You know what I'm saying? So that's the business right there, man.
So you still doing books?
Well, I got three books already out. You know what I'm saying? I got two books in the safe right now. My whole thing, E, is to learn how to maximize the potential of what I've already put together instead of keep putting stuff out. You see what I'm saying? I was able to make timeless product, so my books and stuff are still relevant. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about how do I maximize the potential. At one time, I was riding over the United States on Greyhound, on the radio, setting up my own book signings and things. But that's a lot of work. And then now I have a regular 9-to-5. So now it's all about me understanding this online game, and I'm going to have to turn all my books into audio books. And I'm going to L.A. I'm in Los Angeles when the sun come up, God's will. I hope I make it through these deserts. It's all about me meeting with the right people and learning how to move like Jay-Z amongst them sharks in the meetings and get these people to turn my books into films. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm on right now, is getting these people to turn my books into films, man, because I'm a conceptual visionary. I know how to make people see what I'm saying. So that's what I'm on right now, bro, is get behind these doors with these people in Hollywood, these networks, and get them to turn my books into films, homie. Straight up.
And a lot of the great films have been turned into books, too, like The Spook That Sat by the Door. One of the deepest, informative movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, well, see, that's why I wrote my books before. A lot of my stuff was movie scripts, and I went back and turned it into a book so they couldn't steal my idea. So the idea was already out there. A lot of people don't know, but a black lady wrote The Matrix 1 and 2. It took her 20 years to get her money, but she got $56 million. You know, they took her idea and ran with it. But she stayed down. She had some lawyers, and she got some people to pay her, man. She got $56 million. It took her almost 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. But she the one who wrote The Matrix, one and two.
Damn. Nigga said $56 million?
And they tried to take credit for the idea, right?
Yeah, they took her idea. Because, see, one thing, I don't know if y'all remember, when Hollywood went on strike, right? I mean, when the writers went on strike in Hollywood, everything shut down. And that's when I realized how powerful my pen was. You know what I'm saying? The talk shows shut down, late-night talk shows, the soap operas. Everything shut down because the actors is one thing, but they don't always write the words. It's the writers, man, to keep Hollywood going, the people with the ideas. Who's got the next hottest idea? Well, see, when you go and present your idea and a person is in a position where they can take your idea and run with it, and then you got to deal with them in court for 10 or 15 years, it's like, can you outlast them in court?
That's the
you
fuck there for it.
But, yeah, so you're dealing with that. You're dealing with that part of the game.
Since we're talking about the writing, can you tell everybody on Facebook what you do and how you give the tips about writing and on
most
Facebook or
your
group?
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, most definitely. If you are interested in writing a book, learning how to write a book, learning how to self-publish, market, and everything, go to Facebook and type in "Learn How to Write a Book." That's a group I have. Well, every 2 weeks I put a different tip on there about how you self-publish a book, how you get it copyrighted, how you write it, all that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, learn how to write a book. Right there, that's my group on Facebook, and that's what I do. You know, my thing is I give up the game, man, because people gave up the game to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's very informative. I read them, and there's stuff I don't know. I know I done took classes. But you can refresh your mind if you knew it. If you don't know, you might even catch something you thought you knew, and you put it in perspective. Because he speaks so clearly, it's not like you're reading the textbook language that you can't understand. You got to Google the words to see what it meant. He's real brief. I mean, it's very simple. It's not no long and drawn-out shit that you go to sleep trying to figure it out. It's very informative and get to the point. Get you out of there, get on to writing your book and how it's supposed to be formatted and what's going in the whole book before it's binded and published. He got it from step to step.
There's going to be like a soundtrack to this movie?
Oh, most definitely. We got the first single coming out, which is Zephaniah. That's coming out on 9/29, which is my birthday. We got another song called Me and My Baby. We got a song on my baby daddy. I'm gonna be releasing songs the whole time until the documentary come out. That's the whole method of the madness right there.
Mhm. Hey, I gotta say I love that song that we played earlier when we first started the show. That Zephaniah with that Mary Jane beat. Boy, I was
feeling
it. Yes,
man,
my kids
are
looking at me, talking, what the hell? Yeah, I was jamming.
Man, I so appreciate it. Yeah, that's the single. It'll be out. I didn't want to bring out two things at one time, but it'll come out. It's coming out on my birthday. It'll be out on 9/29 next month. The video is already done, everything. So, you know, that's why I'm raising money right now to be able to push it like I need to push it. Once again, if you want to support this project and support me, go to igg.me/AT/ZEPHY. Or you can just go to Indiegogo and type in ZEPHY. And, man, make a contribution, man. Every penny is appreciated, and every contribution counts, man. So, you know, that's the business right there.
If anybody needs that information again, of course, we're going to have a replay, or you can hit any of us up in one of our inboxes, however y'all know us, Facebook, Instagram. You can go to the Guillotine page. You know what I'm saying? Anything, just hit us up, and we'll see you through the link. Let us know.
Yeah, I appreciate
you still keep in tune? Like, you know, because we know you're a busy guy and everything.
and you're still putting out music projects. Are we still going to be expecting anything from the Cotton Pickers themselves?
Well, you know, people ask me that a lot, and actually they're releasing some of the Cotton Picker music on the 21st of this month. The Cotton Pickers is a branch of my tree. The Cotton Pickers represents the revolutionary soundtrack of my organization. And to be honest with you, bro, I ain't gonna lie. When we was in the studio making the Cotton Pickers music, it was a lot of onslaught in urban America on human beings. They were just killing people. You feel me? But the music kept me in a dark space. I was full of hatred. I ain't gonna lie. Because I didn't appreciate the way they were doing my people. You know what I'm saying? And to be all honesty, it was scaring people off. It was stunting my growth because, like LeBron, say for instance, LeBron, they never knew LeBron was going to do what he's doing right now. So that's kind of how you got to play the game. You got to sneak attack these people. And the Cotton Pickers are not no sneak attack. They're going to let you know straight up how they feel. They're trying to tear somebody's head off. We against oppression. You know, we against racism, you know, and all that. But, you know, you got to position yourself in this lifetime so you really can help your people. And that's what we on. But the Cotton Pickers definitely going to always be relevant. But we just recalibrating the situation. Man. We just recalibrating the situation, man. And we definitely coming with more Cotton Picker music down the line. Ain't no doubt about that.
So basically, a reunion going to be in the future, but I can understand in terms of making different transitions. You don't want to scare off certain people that may be trying to give you new deals to open up opportunities.
Most definitely. And it ain't like we selling out or nothing like that. Because see, making the project we making now, we still part of the revolution. And encouraging the household, encouraging men to be men, that's just as powerful as attacking injustice. Because, you know what I'm saying, that can spark a revolution within itself. So we still contributing to the liberation of our people, and we can still contribute to humanity by coming with this Zephaniah project. It's just a different lane.
Yeah, and I know that's a lot harder if you can touch one man, let alone multiple men, to make them understand how to grow, even to just question themselves and see a need for growth. That's going to do a lot more because you're attacking the source and the root of our problem, which is allowing people to come in and brainwash them and dangle nice treats in front of them and allow them to go after stuff that isn't real, that they need to be going after, like, you know, taking care of their kids as opposed to going out and trying to do shit in the streets to go get a Lamborghini that they may never get type shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, man, is just is trying to be a light in a dark world. That's all we on. Try to be a light in a dark world, man, so people can have an opportunity to see where they're going. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. You know, it feels good to feel good, man. That's all I can tell you. It feels good to be able to touch people with this project. It does, man. So. I just thank y'all for giving me the opportunity to speak to the people, man. And you know, I'm always here to support Off the Cuff. And, like I told E, I'm going to LA in the morning. Definitely gonna get some real phone numbers, so ain't no telling who gonna be coming on Off the Cuff real soon. That's for sure. We appreciate you and your work with your project, putting out the message.
We definitely appreciate you for the love you show to Off the Cuff and the guests that you give us to invite. We appreciate everything you do and the Cotton Pickers for real. And we appreciate you all tonight.
Man, it's all love, man. It's all love. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. You know, the love I got for you, so that's what that business is right there.
Already. If you got any social media, anything, any YouTube, or anything, let them know where they can see anything at. And I already told them Zephy coming soon. I'm going to give them updates on all of the Zephy websites. I'm going to post them up on my Facebook and everything.
Well, I do appreciate that. Yeah, if you want to get directly in contact with your boy Fleetwood, man, hit me up on my email at fleetwood_189@hotmail.com. Now, also, you can follow me on Instagram. Please follow me. That's FleetwoodSF on Instagram. And, you know, I got the government on Facebook. That's Robert Bowden. You can hit me up on that Robert Bowden on Facebook. Also, one more thing. I need y'all to make a contribution so I can finish this film up. It's IGG.ME/AT/ZEPHY. And I just want to say this last thing before I get up out of here. Ain't nothing going to happen if you're lazy. If you have lost your drive, please go somewhere and get your transmission fixed or put some more transmission fluid in yourself. Because ain't nobody going to do nothing for you, and ain't nothing in life going to work unless you do. And that's a true story.
That's a fact.
Man, real talk.
But we definitely appreciate you joining us, brother. We're going to definitely keep intact in our future moves, and you're definitely welcome back anytime, as well as bringing any other artists to the table, and we're going to keep the thing moving.
Man, it's all love, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Hey, I love y'all more than peanut butter ever loved jelly.
We love you too, my nigga. Hey, Curls, it's for real. We love you too. We appreciate it for sure.
All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later. I'm finna get ready to go to LA. So I'm packing as we talk.
I will stay safe and have fun for me. I'm with you in spirit, baby.
I appreciate you.
That's cool.
For all sure.
All right, y'all.
All right, man.
All right, then. Peace.
For sure.
Yes, indeed. Another show out there in the books, man. The Cotton Pickers showing us more love than it's giving.
Peanut butter sandwich, apparently. Yeah, no. Hey, it's always cool to chop it up with Fleetwood and really anybody he sends or people that have knowledge like him and experience and willing to speak about it and humble. You know what I'm saying? I like talking to guests like that because not only do you learn a lot, especially when they have a good personality, a friendly personality, you know, they don't mind joking around, they funny, and those kind of shows flow, and you gain something. That's true entertainment with knowledge backing it. I love it.
That's what make Off the Cuff Radio what it is. Not only do we have the thought-provoking information, we crack our jokes, and but we also provide the great music and the good game to come through with. It's like a nice combo of information that you get. So you're not just leaving with just a simple music station, or you're not just being drawn out to just listening to people talk. You're getting the overall package.
All right, we touch on different topics, a little, not too much of nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll come back to hip-hop because, understand this, hip-hop is the world. It is reality because it all started from what people saw, what they experienced, and how they interpreted it to speak on it, to get it out of their head and into people's ears, and either to make a change or to just get it out, you know what I'm saying, and find a different outlet than whatever would put them in jail or bring their health down or anything crazy. So, you know, anytime we talk about anything in this world, it's going to revert back to hip-hop and the fact that we fluently just let some conversation organically flow, that right there, that, right, that's what makes us Off the Cuff and the greatest station in the world. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what's up. So, yeah, on that note, we about to sign up out of here. I was going to see what's going on with my friends with this party, but they already tore down. So, big shout out to big Brooklyn, shout out to my bed over there.
Yeah, you go turn up for me too. I'm right with y'all in spirit, though.
And be on the lookout for that interview to be dropping this Sunday night that I'm doing with Jacob Knight, a.k.a. Suge Knight Jr., that's going to be heavy. So,
hell yeah.
A disclosed interview. Think of Charlamagne and Kanye interview, but just no visuals.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
And when this drop, Jaws may move. So, I'm preparing myself. I got to mentally prepare myself for this one.
I feel you.
So, yeah, be on the lookout for that interview to drop Sunday. We're going to have the free play of this one up tomorrow. And check out that YouTube page, too. Subscribe to the Off the Cuff Radio YouTube page. Follow us on Instagram at Guillotine2018. We all over. And Dominating Force, too. That's the movement down in Texas. You better get on with it.
Already. And look, it ain't just in Texas. You know what I'm saying? We worldwide, because at the end of the day, if you're ready to do some good business, you know what I'm saying, get the work done, all we trying to do is help support those that support themselves and support others, too. You know what I'm saying? It's a dominating force, meaning I can't do it alone. We got to come together, unite, and create the dominating force in this world like we know how to do. God damn it.
And also support LRR, the Sandman's album, Strike 3, the finale. And if you want your music being heard, you hit me up or you hit April up, my assistant. And most importantly, we want to dedicate this show to the memory of Aretha Franklin, who passed yesterday. And that's why I played that Most Def joint, because that was a heavy sample from one of her classic tunes. So we want to put the youngsters on some game about that.
Hold up. And rest in peace, Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Ma'am, you'll be missed, but you will not be forgotten. We will all remember the diva. We will.
Already. And on that note, we are out of here. Big shout out to my man T-Max. He's holding it down. He couldn't make it tonight because he's in that grizzly, too. But we keeping the brand going nevertheless.
Already. We love him and Sandman. Y'all are always here. And April, we love you, too, already, and all day.
I'm Ghost.
Already.